This is KUT. The State Board of Education yesterday rejected a proposal for an additional panel of academics to review textbooks for factual errors. KUT's Kate McGee has more on the discussion.
Right now, there is a state-approved panel of parents, teachers, people in the business community, and higher education professors who check the books, mostly to make sure that the books comply with state curriculum standards. This panel would just be looking at factual errors. Supporters liked the idea of having an additional panel of eyes looking at textbooks before they hit the classrooms, and they also said it could improve the board's image. In the past, there have been controversies over how textbooks have portrayed certain elements of history or science, like global warming. And most recently, there was the mother in Houston who complained that her child's textbook referred to slaves as workers. Opponents, who are mostly Republicans on the State Board of Education, thought that this new panel would discredit teachers and would send the message that the school board was trusting higher education professors more than K through 12 teachers. They questioned why they needed to have another panel to draw out an already long process, and they wondered if there was enough money to even pay for an additional panel. The amendment was ultimately rejected 8-7 by the school board.